Crucial meeting of the Educational Society. At the meeting of the SDA Educational Society, held on November 14, the time was given, after the disposing of financial matters, to reports from President Littlejohn.
W. C. and Ellen G. White then spoke about the college and educational interests.
Ellen White's carefully followed remarks were summed up in the report of the meeting. Referring to the opening of the college, the influences which led to its closing, and its recent reopening, Sister White expressed the hope that the blessing of God would attend the work there, so that it might carry out the design for which it was started. The object of having a college was to furnish a place where the young could be educated to go out and labor for God. Even as the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, so the Bible should be studied in order to gain an education that will be of lasting benefit to the young. The time should be divided up between study and work, so as to furnish physical as well as mental development, and better advancement would be seen if this plan were followed out. The Review and Herald, December 4, 1880. The naming of the appropriate committee signaled a notable change of attitude of one key figure at the headquarters of the church, Uriah Smith.
The Committee on Resolutions, a very important committee at just this time, was named. W. C. White, Uriah Smith, and W. H. Littlejohn.
What an omen for better days. The resolutions they laid before the constituency of the Educational Society were equally significant. Resolved, that we express our gratitude to God for the reopening of our college, and that we recognize His hand in the rapid increase in the number of students since the commencement of the present term, and the exceptional good order which has characterized their deportment thus far. Whereas, in our last annual session a resolution was passed to the effect that the trustees make provision for a suitable boarding house for the students, also for the performance of manual labor on the part of the students, and, as far as possible, for the conducting of the college upon a plan which shall harmonize in all respects with the light which God has given us upon this point through the testimonies, and whereas, the carrying out of that resolution will involve the expenditure of $15,000 to $20,000, therefore, resolved, we proceed to raise $25,000 during the coming year, in subscriptions to the capital stock, to be used in paying the present indebtedness and in making the proposed improvements. IBID. It was recognized that the main purpose of the college was to train ministers, missionaries, colporteurs, Bible readers, instructors, and teachers for auxiliary schools. A new day had dawned for Battle Creek College.